We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Former NFL quarterback Sean Salisbury show on Sports Talk 790 in Houston, and he appears on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram hotline. He is Sean Salisbury. Welcome to the show, buddy.
How you doing, my man? Good to be on with you.
Well, happy to be here. So LeBron will make, with his latest contract extension, $532 million in guaranteed money. When you played back in, sorry to date you, the 90s, did you ever think anybody would make $530 million in any sport?
No, I didn't think about it. And if I'm not mistaken, we got backup quarterbacks that their contracts now are higher than like Elway and Joe Montana's. Do you think about that? I can remember, I mean, I came in the league, I made $82,500 my rookie year. I love it. Listen, I'm all for players getting paid, and I want them to get as much as they can, as often as they can. It's great for everybody. But no, I would have never, and then by thinking that, I would have thought, well, if somebody's making that kind of money, what are the ticket prices or the price for a hot dog and a beer going to be for a family like I grew up in that could only maybe go to one game a year, like a football game, if you were lucky, because I come from a family that didn't have much money. So it's fascinating. It's awesome. I mean, if you're going to reward a guy, LeBron James has had a pretty damn good career. I understand why you're going to pay him that much, but it's crazy. You're an average quarterback in the league now. I mean, if you're like the 20th best, you're making like $20 million a year, $25 million. But God bless him, man. I'm not one of those haters. I am get it as much as you can while you can, because it doesn't last long, and have a blast with it. But no, I would have never expected that. You know, and then I started to think, okay, what if Willie Mays was playing now? what if Elway, when he came out for name, image, and likeness, because he's the best high school guy I ever saw, was playing now, and he was being recruited with his athleticism and as a quarterback, as dynamic as he is, what would he be making coming out of high school with name, image, and likeness? So it's a fascinating conversation and makes for a good study. But you know what? When you're the best at what you do, and they can afford, I don't feel sorry for people who pay it, because guess what? They're only paying it because they can afford it. So God bless them.
Sean, LeBron's contract extension, or lack thereof, had been one of the big storylines of the NBA offseason. Of course, one of the biggest stories of the NFL offseason has been Deshaun Watson and what his eventual punishment's going to be. We could see a settlement, potentially, at least reportedly, in the next day or two, if it does come to fruition. If you're the NFL and you made a big stink about Sue Robinson's six-game suspension and it not being enough, what would constitute a win for the NFL coming out of a settlement between the NFL and NFL Players Association?
Yeah, you know, and it's so for the NFL, you know, obviously they wanted much more than that. We also know they like their stars to play, my man. You know that. They like their stars on the field. But they also, the optics of this, regardless of where people stand on guilty or not guilty, or because, hell, it's just speculation because none of us were there. It's the he said, she said. But the optics of it, we know what the NFL, they like their money, and they like, you know, they want to make sure the optics are paint a picture that they care about everything and everyone. Now, I know the settlement-wise, I'm sitting here thinking, okay, would they go 12 games and $5 million? Would Roger Goodell and the NFL think, okay, we've shown that we care about, you know, women's safety and or, you know, when you're involved in assault or those type of relations, and would that be sufficient? Now, no matter what the settlement is on either side, somebody's going to be bothered by it, whether it's a group, an individual, Deshaun's people, the females that were involved in this or anybody else, and I get it. I do, because this is a no-win for anybody. But I would think that if there's a settlement, that it would be not one of those, well, it's a year and we'll revisit it, that between 12 and 17 games and a really, really hefty fine and all the stuff that they've asked for as far as counseling, and then when that kicks in, he's ready to go. So I would think that you'd say minimum a double the games, because I don't believe that if Deshaun's coming back to settle, because he's maintained his that he didn't do anything wrong the entire time. He's maintained that. So, and not that it's an admission of guilt on a settlement, but I would think that the NFL would have this have been 12 games or 10 games and $3 million fine at the beginning, I don't think the NFL would have appealed it. I just think six sounds too to them, and the optics wouldn't look good to advertisers or the rest of it. So I'm going to say 12 games or more if it does settle. If it doesn't settle, probably a year, which I know Browns fans don't want to hear, but the NFL is going to make sure somehow, some way they get part of this that swings back to them so the optics look proper for them.
The other part of this is we just saw Deshaun Watson on the preseason field last Friday against Jacksonville. They've got another game coming up on Sunday. If knowing that this could be anywhere from a 6-game suspension to a 17-game suspension, should the Cleveland Browns put Deshaun Watson back out there onto the preseason field this next weekend on Sunday?
I wouldn't. You know, people will look at the profile. Well, I wouldn't play him. His health is too important. And I know that it may not be for 6 games or 10 games or a season, but I sure as hell don't need some, you know, all of a sudden just out of nowhere, the guy tears an Achilles or gets hit. And not only has he got to deal with he's going to have to deal with how long the suspension, but then rehabbing again? No. Why? What? So we tease us all and say, listen, for those of us who watched him, even though he had, for his liking, wasn't a very good start for him, but he hadn't played in a while. Deshaun Watson's going to be a great football player. I'm just telling you, he is. Don't let the preseason fool you that when some guy goes 15 to 17, he's getting the Hall of Fame as a rookie, or when Deshaun goes 1-5 or whatever it was, where all of a sudden, the guy can't play. The guy, when he is ready to play and gets into it and knows he's playing, is going to be the best. He's going to be something special for the Browns on the field. He just is. He's too good a talent. We've seen too much for him not to be. But what purpose does it serve to play him if it's minimum of 6 games? One is, let's just say 6 games held up and there was no appeal. Why? I know you want to get him and the fans want to see a little bit of it, but don't I got to get my guys ready? Don't I owe it to the rest of the roster to have Jacoby or Josh Dobbs and everybody involved ready to play not only on the practice field but in the preseason games, which may be minimal meaning, but still just so the fans see, okay, here's what we're rolling out. So to me, what purpose does it serve? Oh, Deshaun went 10 of 12 in a preseason game. We already know he's a great player. And then they're going to snatch it away from you, and you're not going to get to see him during the regular season one way or another. Just depends on how long. I would want my players to get ready. I would want my other players that aren't quarterbacks to know what they're going to be rolling out there and what you're going to work with and Jacoby and the rest of the group and get into that rhythm, even though it's not going to be a long rhythm with the preseason game. But I don't know what purpose it serves. It's more risk than reward. Anybody that has a clue that's watched the guy play knows Deshaun Watson's a frontline top 6 or 7 talent at the position in the league. And you're not going to have him one way or the other early or even later in the season. So why not put your other guys in position to get ready to play? It serves zero purpose other than optics for fans to say, look what you get when he comes back. Most fans know how good Deshaun Watson is. I don't think it serves any purpose to play him.
Sean Salisbury of 790 Sports Talk, 790 in Houston. He's also a contributor for 97 The Game in San Francisco, on the hotline talking to the Deshaun Watson situation. All right, in a 17-game situation, full-season situation, whose stock would you be more willing to buy right now? Baker Mayfield in Carolina or literally all the Browns quarterbacks that either are or could be in Cleveland in 2022?
Well, if you told me Watson was going to play, that's an easy choice.
Even
and
only
I like, and I pounded the tail, and I like Baker. Don't misunderstand me, but and people who've heard me on here for years, I think Baker is far better than some of the national people would let you believe. It was an unfortunate situation and going through an injury, and still has something to prove to himself and others to get back to where we think he should be. I think he's a starter, and I think he's a good player. I would buy stock in Baker Mayfield. Now, the Browns are a better team, and it will reflect that regardless. There's better personnel in Cleveland, their playoff personnel. Carolina doesn't have playoff personnel. But if you told me, would the Browns be better if Watson wasn't playing and Baker Mayfield was the quarterback, the answer is absolutely, as long as everybody got along. I'm talking about the performance on the field. So I'd buy more stock in Baker. Now, if you're saying team's going to play better, the Cleveland Browns are a better football team than the Carolina Panthers. So Baker's going to have to deal with less people around him that he had in Cleveland. Jacoby Brissett's going to have really good personnel, and he's a veteran, and he understands what you're trying to get accomplished. But if you're talking about minus Watson, the best quarterback on both teams combined is Baker Mayfield. But he's going to be on a lesser team. So I would buy stock in Baker Mayfield for this year, knowing that Watson is going to miss more than likely a significant amount of time. But I would take, by the time the season's over, the Browns are going to post a better record than the Carolina Panthers, and with or without Watson, have a better chance to make the playoffs in a tougher division, they do, than the Carolina Panthers do in there. But I think you're going to see, I'd like to think that we'll see a healthy Baker Mayfield play closer to what we saw in year three than we saw in year four.
Sean, you are the man. We appreciate you, buddy. Great stuff as always. And I can't wait to see you kill it in another football season.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it, brother. I'm looking forward to being on with you guys every week. Always a pleasure, and I'm honored by the very kind compliment. Thank you.
Good man. Sean Salisbury there.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.